you ever call it a kettle?
Not yet.
Okay. What would you call a kettle?
That's one is all I speak his widest from here all the way round.
About how big? How?
50 by the Lord you made. Mm-hmm. Up to 100 yards.
Uh-huh.
You just sit here, it's around something like that. But I would guess it about 4 feet all the way, 3 or 4 feet all the way around.
And what would you call it?
Kill.
Okay.
That's a kill. Now they got a little black kill.
Mm-hmm.
That they used to did on the stove too. That's a little.
What did they used to do with it?
Ball green. Damn me.
Collards and mustards, I know.
Yippee! You ain't more than anything, but now you, the young girls, they won't use, but that girl that go. Is that not in here? I didn't know what I had to end up, but she got one of her own. And they use a baller.
Mm-hmm.
Or a precious cooker or something like that. They don't want that. That's the little black killer they call it.
What would be the...
Now, there's a large killer, what I was telling you about.
Yeah.
A large,
what would you use it for?
The large one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did use them, when we was using them, to make syrupy.
How did you do that?
Just put it in hand, you're funny, built just like that trick there, it's built under there, and you sit in this the killed up here, and that's down there. And you got your place under there, they put your wood.
Uh-huh.
Now you put your wood under there, and your juice over in that kill.
What kind of juice?
Cane juice.
And what would you do to it, just let it?
Skim it, you dip it up and skim it until it get to soy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you draw it out.
How would you put it up?
Yeah, pour it in that kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from about 60 on up to 100 gallons a day. I ain't seen one of them things, and I don't know. And you could use them for scalding hogs.
For what?
Scalding hogs.
Now, what's that?
That's when we gonna kill hogs. We done quit that now. And I was a child, I'd get off and get me 3 or 4 men and get 3 or 4 women for my mama with that little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And when the sun reared, that killer would be bald.
Mm-hmm. What would...
I'm done looking for his bald. Well, I'd send me 3 of them men to that hog pen. And tell them to bring me 4 or 5 of them hogs to bring. And I just, after they killed him, I just threw that one hog in that kill and drag him around. I stole him all over.
Get the hair off of him?
Yeah, stole him all over. I sent him in the yard and y'all drink their hair off. I got another one all over. And I get them 4 or 5 dressed.
How did you dress them? What
drag the hair off them first, then hang, after I killed him, it's cold. First I killed him, next it's cold.
Uh-huh.
Next I drug the hair off.
Uh-huh.
And just as quick as I could, I had 2 of them hung on the gallows, washed and rinsed and gutted. That was in order for my mama or one of my sisters to start the donor on time for us workers to be done. If we waited way long in the hog killing, donor would be too full back.
I'd go hungry that day.
If it was my young miss here, she's gonna cook donor, she'd say, well, Richard, maybe they should get me a hog. I want some of them ribs and kidneys or livers or something to fix for y'all donor. Well, all right, but I'll have them for you in a minute. Well, let's quick as I can get down and dress down. I dressed it down, and she got what she wanted to cook for now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it may be middle of the evening before we got on Kelly.